Run fast for your mother, run fast for your brother, run for your children, for your sisters and brothers. Leave all your love and your longing behind. You can carry it with you if you want to survive. The dark days are over. The dark days are done. Can you hear the fast voice of life?
Okay, let's get down to it, Boppers.
Okay. Ah, buddies. All right, guys, it's the Ron Effect Show live on XM 202, Sirius 197. It's great to be back on the Dario. It's 2009. Although, I keep writing, let me fuck you from behind on my checks. It's so crazy. It's so crazy how you forget it's 2009. That was my niece's birthday check. And then she texts me back, yes. 100 times yes. All right, buddies. We're going to check back in with everybody because, well, you haven't seen your or heard from your little favorite Ron Fez show characters here in quite some time. So we'll go around the table and find out how everybody's big holiday vacation went. I'll just tell you this. Mine started merry, ended up happy. I don't know how. I don't know where the transition took place, but I have both sides. All right, Fez Watley, of course, we're all waiting. You were going down south back to Pinellas Park, Florida.
Yes.
To make the announcement to your family, let them know the secret, and then you'd be willing to come back here on SiriusXM and spread the news. You're a little nervous about it.
Very nervous, yes.
How did it go?
Well, Fez Watley enjoyed a very cowardly Christmas. There was no secrets revealed to anyone in the family at all.
Why?
I couldn't do it. I got there, and I swear, it was like I went through a time machine to get there.
Mm-hmm.
It was like a completely other world. It felt like, I mean, everyone was in their family roles that they play and everything, and I felt like such a little kid when I got there. I could not do it. And
you go home 7 times a year. So this should not come as a shock that everyone falls back into their family roles.
But I honestly thought I had a shot at doing this.
Mm.
And when I got there, I mean, the chances went to negative, below zero so fast. It was insane. And I just sat there in my family's living room going, there's no way I can do this.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm thinking about it, there's no way I can do it. And it's not like I didn't have opportunity to do it.
It was there for you.
It was totally there. There was quite a few times where I could have just blurted it out and it was on my lips.
Mm-hmm.
It was on the tip of my tongue and I could not do it.
You're weak, my friend. You are what I now call skim milk. You are not willing to let anyone...
I am milk you can see right through.
Yes. All right, so that's a little sad for you, I guess, huh?
It was very... I'm really pissed at myself. I'm really disappointed and...
You know what I think it is? And to be totally honest about this...
What's that?
I think that your secret is so disgusting that who could share that with other people? It's filthy.
I don't think it's disgusting. I just think I am the biggest coward in the land.
Yeah.
I would shove down old ladies to get out of a fire. I know it. I am just the world's biggest coward.
Now, don't you say you have a brother that listens to the program?
Yes, I do.
He doesn't bring it up to you?
He did not bring it up to me. In fact,